It's time to get dirty with your Cycle Pass single track report. Cycle Pass open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Pioneer Commerce Center. Check out the Santa Cruz Vala and Built in stock now at Cycle Pass, powered by the latest Bosch CX motor, now offering 120 newton meters of torque. Want to still earn your turns? Test drive the new Santa Cruz Nomad and Bronson at Cycle Pass in Truckee. Now saddle up and let's go get dirty. Well, this week we're rolling back down to the West Shore to one of the seven wonders of the world. It is the Caspian Rim Trail. Over the past few years, Tampa has been doing a phenomenal job over in the Stamford Rock system. Now, Stamford Rock has always been known as one of the most grueling climbs in Tahoe, making it for only the expert rider. Well, Tampa has came in. They put in multiple connectors and the Caspian Rim Trail. 1.2 miles once you get to the section of the most stunning views of Lake Tahoe that you will ever see. The views also include Blackwood Canyon and beyond, plus the old growth trees. They mystify me. There's multiple options now in the area with another added downhill back to the ride up. And this is all a partnership between Tampa and the U.S. Forest Service. They completely rebuilt the older eroded logging roads here and turned it into a flowy bike optimized single track that hugs the canyon's edge. This is all part of the Stamford Rock system, as I said, and it does connect right back to Stamford Rock. You can actually loop it and come back out around Ward Canyon. The trail is rated as a moderate, which is a blue. The Caspian Rim Trail is also a Class 1E mountain bike allowed trail on U.S. Forest Service land. Dogs are also allowed, and just a reminder, this is a multi-use trail, so you will see hikers and runners, and maybe even folks on horseback. Just be mindful. One of the best parts about this ride, it's just not so massive that it blows your day out. It just gets you dirty enough that when you're all done and you make that descent back down the lake level, that a splash in Big Blue hits the reset button. You can find parking for the Caspian Rim Trail at Rideout Park or many locations in the area on the West Shore. Just go to tampa.org to get that information or use Trail Forks. And once you're all done on the reset, well, then it's time to refill. And my place I like to stop at down on the West Shore after this ride is Shady Side Lounge. They have one of the best chimichangas in Lake Tahoe. Portions are generous and the drinks are cold. And if you'd like to get to know Tampa better, there's no better way than the Tampa Mountain Bike Festival. On Sunday, June 21st, there's going to be morning rides, the Triple Crown and the Paradise Loop. Registration is required. And the Tahoe Trail Jam, a free afternoon festival featuring live music, food trucks, beer garden, a vendor village, raffle, kid zone, and the shenanigans contest. More information and registration at tampa.org. 101.5 Truckee Tower Radio is not responsible for riders' ability and stupid bike tricks. Trail conditions change rapidly. This report is meant to take you on a trip in your mind, not a trip to the hospital. And always carry duct tape in case you spring a leak. Cycle Pass is a proud supporter of the Truckee Dirt Union. And here's your results for the first ever time downhill on Jackass Ridge in the Loamasters Rally, brought to you by the Truckee Dirt Union. In the female division, Analog, Ashley Lambert. Analog, open male, Campbell Goddard. E-bike, open female, Emma Purdy. E-bike, open male, Jeremy Purdy. Junior open female, Natalie Hamby, and the junior open male, Orr and Hess from Truckee Mountain Bike Team. Thank you to all that competed, and thank you to all that came out for the free barbecue under the canopy of the forest, brought to you by the Truckee Core Values Fund. The Cycle Pass Single Track Report can be found anytime online at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com and on Apple Music, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Search KTKE Single Track. Now get out there and get dirty.